I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Lies, lies, lies.
Teen
All
drama.
Over the place. X on the beach, peak of love. Thy detector tests were failed.
Wow.
What's up, everybody? X on the beach, peak of love. This is going to be an interesting show.
Mm-hmm.
I am your host, Lim Gonzalez, a.k.a. Uncle Lim. We got the Ochi crew here.
Yes.
Super excited.
Yeah.
You know this person next to me. She never plays. Sensei in the building.
Hello,
everyone. Oh, she fake.
Hello. That was hella fake.
She fake happy right now.
Pageantry in
finest. Hello, everyone. Hello, yes. Hello, hello.
And of course, our messy correspondent, Messy Melody, is in the building.
Hello, everyone. Happy 2020, a.k.a. Happy Birthday Riri, a.k.a. Happy Riri Day.
Boom. Okay. I didn't know.
Oh, now you know.
Now
you're
I do.
Welcome.
Happy
I
birthday,
did.
Cuzzo. It's my cousin's birthday. That's what
hey.
It was today.
It was also something about this date, like it's supposed to bring happiness or something.
I don't know.
I'm sure
this day, today?
Like the date, yeah, it's supposed to have some happy connotation. But maybe it doesn't work on everybody.
It's Queen Rihanna's birthday, so.
No. So, this episode, we finally got some juice. This is the second to last episode,
oh
so it's going to really go down. I think they're saving it up, right? Building up.
They're
but this episode had to do with the lie detector test, and we saw a lot of things happen as a
right.
correlation
mm-hmm.
with that. What are your thoughts on that?
I definitely feel like they were more justified, and I mean, every season, you never know if they just switch that green light, red light,
oh,
on how
absolutely.
They want it to be.
Yeah,
I mean, who knows? But they definitely switched that green light on a couple of answers that I was like, oh, mm-hmm. yeah, sweet freaking moments, you know?
Yeah.
And then when it turned red, like on Nicole, I'm like, yeah, bitch, that's what you get. So, you know, I was pleased with these red and green lights.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Oh, I was not too pleased. I feel like they wanted a lot of happy moments, and it was really corny. And I don't think that Niall really wants anything with Allie outside of this chalet, but whatever.
Mm. Okay. So, I mean, aside from the lies that we saw, you know, during the lie detector test, which Nicole had a good point. You can't use them. They're not admissible in court.
Right.
So, it's kind of... I think it's there to create drama. I think we've
right.
even
Obviously.
Said this before.
Yeah.
But I thought the bright note for the episode was Callum
mm-hmm.
wanting to buy this ring and
yes.
propose to Jordan. Like,
very
that was
cute.
Crazy. Like,
I love it.
Literally.
It was five and
like,
a half weeks or something?
Yeah,
yeah.
Something nuts. And then he takes a door down to the little shop to go
mm-hmm.
look for a legit ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm here for them.
Do you think it's like, do you think like, I mean, what we've seen and what we do, you think that's a good idea?
Yes, they're made for each other. I love love, and if they deserve each other, they deserve each other from the moment they met. I believe in love and first sight.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe in it, and I feel like they have a lot of qualities, and I feel like they met their match.
Mm.
I'm here for you guys.
Okay.
Callum and Georgia, what could their celebrity name be? Ka-Georgia! Kalonja!
No.
Georgia.
Georgium.
Georgium?
Oh my god, Georgium!
What was that? Didn't someone
You're
come up with someone come up with a name and
Georgium.
It was like, what was that?
It was for Allie
and
Niall. Oh, Allie and Niall.
Yeah, it was like
Nalial
oh
or
my
something.
God, Nally. You guys,
it was
Georgium.
Georgium. Georgium.
Georgium.
The birth
Georgium.
Of Georgium.
Georgium.
Okay. So Georgium is a thing. I can't with this girl right here. I really can't. We saw at the top of the episode that Nicole and Ashley supposedly made it official, like they're going to be a couple.
Anyways.
I don't know how you feel
Wait,
about
who?
That.
Nicole
exactly.
and Ashley.
Oh.
Yeah. I know not your favorite people.
I mean, I just don't really
right.
care.
It's
right.
fake, yeah.
We
You're
see...
not going to cheat on me, the notorious cheater.
Yeah. Marlon and Demi, they talk about their situation
yes.
at the top of the episode. Do you think that... I wanted to ask you this. Do you think that Marlon and LaDemi actually make a good couple?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're both sexy.
That's it?
They're both voluptuous. They're both juicy.
I don't know. I don't
they
think
get
so.
Juicy, juicy. I don't know. Yeah, I'm here for them.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about them. I don't think so. I don't think it would work.
Why?
Yeah, they're cute, but that's it. They're cute. Yeah, I don't think they're compatible.
Because okay, the thing is, I mean, if we're really going to break it down with compatibility, okay? Sure. Ledemi needs someone who's going to be loyal, trustworthy, not a hoe. Mm-hmm. So, like, Marlon's just out the photo.
Mm. So maybe someone who isn't a reality TV person.
For
Ledemi.
For Ledemi. Mm-hmm. Someone who's not television.
Well, Essence Williams says Marlon and Ledemi would be horrible. I don't know why, but
that's so funny to you.
That's so funny. Because horrible is such a strong word.
It's a very strong word. I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone right now.
Weird. It's retrograde.
honey, I'm leaning on something today.
Something.
I feel like the whole earth is upside down right now.
There was a situation that happened where Niall and Sam, they're like the best buds, right?
Shower?
And the shower scene.
Okay, can I ask you something?
Yes.
You have like best buds, right?
Yes.
Do you shower with them?
The answer is no. The answer is hell no.
Why did he just think it was like, that's my bro, we shower together? And I was like, what?
Niall is crazy.
But what about Sam?
But I'm saying Sam joined in. I don't know what happens. I don't know what happens in the UK, how they work with friends
over
there.
They are a lot more comfortable.
No, they're very, they walk around in Speedos and stuff like that.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, I think it's just, it's them being friends, being best buds. They took a bath in another episode.
They
took a bath together.
They did.
So, I mean, it's whatever, but I think it's, my thing is, I felt like I didn't understand why Ali would have an issue with it. Now, granted, hold on, let me get to the where I'm getting
Your
to.
Honor.
Let me get to where I'm getting
okay,
to.
Get to it, honey.
When Ledemi and Paris do join them, obviously then it gets crazy.
Yeah.
But does it?
But hold on.
Okay.
Wait. In the sense that, like, water's flying everywhere, and that's when, of course, Tyranny gets mad because it's making a mess in the bathroom she uses. They were just having fun. It wasn't a sexual thing that was going on between the four of them. So my thing is, they were just having a good time, like, whatchamacallit, Paris and Ledemi still had their clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
They just wanted to get in with two, boys.
Butt naked boys.
Right. For whatever reason. So the thing is, I felt like for Ali to get upset as if it was something of a sexual, nature, that's the part that I was like, why are you upset? You know he's crazy. You know they're just, it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. You want to go first?
You're excusing, please, like, really bad behavior. First of all, if I'm hopping in the shower with two naked boys, it's going to be sexual. It's inappropriate. Even if it's not sexual, inappropriate.
Of course
so
it's inappropriate.
So if I'm Allie, if the dude I'm getting to know is upstairs in the shower, butt naked with two bitches, I'm pissed off too.
Okay.
Right.
How do you not... How?
Okay, so I guess what I'm saying is, she's seeing what Niall's about. That's what I'm saying. If that's the case, then you should have been mad when him and Sam were in the bath together.
There was no bitches. At that?
Okay, but so what? So because there's girls?
Yeah.
That are seeing.
They're having one-on-ones in the shower with two girls.
What my man's is working with.
Okay. So
I don't want another woman to see what my man is working with. That is mine.
But
okay.
But he didn't invite them. He didn't tell them.
He
to
also
come
didn't
in.
Tell them to leave.
Okay.
So and that's where he fucked up.
So he messed up on that.
Yeah.
Or he should have been like, ooh, this is getting a little too much. Let me hop up at the shower.
Just like that.
Ooh. Let me just get my little pinta out of the
shower. What's going on? Okay, so
and go for it,
Ellie. Stop.
Stop. I love
continue. Let's
so, just okay. me.
You're, all right.
So, I'm horrible at accent. I've been.
Why did your voice get that high?
You sound like Gumby, or like Winnie the Pooh,
like
or
Mickey
something.
Mouse.
Yeah, I was like, what is going on?
I'm the worst with accents.
Yeah, please. I don't.
An English accent, and I can't.
You don't make your voice higher.
I'm terrible with accents too, which is why I don't.
So
I'm really good at that.
Try that.
I kind of sounded like a leprechaun or something.
Moving on.
You sounded
Yeah,
right. Exactly. Magically delicious. All right. So, okay. So, showers.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Shower scene's over. So Allie, obviously, I think again. Let me backtrack. Yes, looking at it for face value, you're gonna be upset.
Yeah,
of course. But I think him explaining that it was nothing, it was not a situation. And granted, this is not real life. In real life, if that was to happen, of course, you're like, come on. But I'm looking
at him for him not to even get in the shower.
When I'm looking at it, I'm looking through the lens of this is reality TV. They're doing stupid stuff.
And the girls had the clothes on. They did have their clothes on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't. It just happened. I mean, yeah. Anyway.
It just is what it is.
We see that Romeo...
I'd be more afraid that just Sam and Niall just end up together, you know?
Romance.
I'd be like, my man's going to be with
Sam. I'm actually more for that.
Exactly. Right?
I'm here for that.
Right? So Romeo shows up and he says he's going to, you know, the house is going to take a lie detector test. So obviously this is when we know the drama is going to ensue. Of course, everyone is like nervous, especially people that feel like they have been lying or said lies. We see people start politicking. He basically says that, you know, you get to ask two questions. And so Marlon had a heart-to-heart with Jimmy about the situation. And she was just kind of like coaxing him and giving him, you know, words of advice because he really does want, it seems like he wants to be with LaDemi. Obviously, you got, you know, Todd, who was there and does really care for him and is kind of in the way. But he doesn't want to be with Todd. And Todd
and LaDemi don't want to be with Marlon, so...
Really?
I mean, that's what the lie detector said.
Okay. She had said that she didn't want to be with him outside the show.
Right.
Right. But inside the show, she had no problem being
with him.
Because
they got one day left.
Right. But let's all be real. When we leave here, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he really should just be with Todd.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like Todd.
He will when they get home.
He will. Okay. When the show's over.
Yeah.
And then
oh wait, never mind. We can't.
What?
Never mind. I was gonna say we can ask them, but
pull the audience.
Yeah, maybe okay. Pull the audience. Yeah.
Mm. When we see the lie detector happen, we see that it gets crazy. But before that, Nicole and Ashley kind of got into it before the lie detector even started, and they started arguing. So I feel like that their relationship is built on lies. like the foundation.
But then I was like, after we watched the lie detector test, I was like, is Ashley getting mad because she made some lies herself, you know? Like, now she's going to be exposed for, like, not really caring about Nicole, you know? So I was like, I feel like she was just kind of stressing out. But again, I don't care.
Right.
I just don't.
What do you care about, Sensei?
I care about everyone else.
You care about everyone else.
I like
just
everyone
not
else.
Them too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the chat saying? What are they saying?
Joseph says Todd is a diva. And then Zion's like, how do you know? I'm like, same. How do you know? Okay. Let's see here. Yeah, they're not saying really anything. You guys, give us a poll. Do you feel like Marlon should be with Todd or LaDemi? Let us know.
Absolutely. So we get to the lie detector portion. The first person that gets up, or the first people that get up, are Niall, Allie, and Cam. Cam, he looks like Jay Leno. I don't
Wait,
care for
Cam?
Him. Cam, exactly. Who's Cam? He's Cam. Allie's ex.
He looks like James Van Der Beek. Remember?
Yeah.
Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek.
Sure. Okay.
He does.
I think. And him and Jay Leno had a baby. And then that's him. But he's super
Jay
fake.
Leno. Have you seen what Jay Leno looks like?
Yeah, I mean,
Do you see what Jay Leno looks like?
Yes.
That looks like Jay Leno.
Okay, sure. we see that Niall and Allie tell the truth. And then, which is good. Allie does care for Niall. She does really like him.
Yes, she does.
And so I feel like the whole shower incident just kind of swept under the rug. He's crazy. He's whatever. But at the end of the day, he does really care for her, and she cares for him. Cam goes home, hallelujah. Ryan and Magdalena pass. Demi and Todd and Marlon and Jimmy. Todd is still in love with Marlon. No secret to that. Demi, as we mentioned before, doesn't want to date Marlon outside the house. Do you think that she was with Marlon because she didn't have anybody that she was gravitating
to? No, I think she was genuinely attracted to him. And wanted to see what was up. Okay. Yeah, and I mean, the chat says neither of them should be together. Essence is, that was a Kaya girl, Kia girl,
Kaya,
Kaya, our don't girl, tell me. Kaya. I know, I love you. Okay, said neither. Essence said he should be by himself. Zion says Marlon should be with Lademi. RO9 Climb XB says neither. And yeah, oh wait. Zion Simmons says Marlon and Lademi ship it. Oh, so they're not working.
Nah, okay. I do feel like she was just like, it's like, oh, who's in the house? Who can I pick from right now? And that's
really?
It. Yeah.
No.
It's a show. You gotta play for the cameras.
I feel like there was something there.
Nah.
You felt like there was something there.
Yeah.
Okay. We see Adore and Tyler. Adore lied about dating Tyler without Demi in the picture.
Yeah.
Which, ooh. I mean, suspect, because I feel like that's what's holding Adore back from not really pursuing Tyler, because it seemed like they really have good chemistry. And so, but Adore is so, you know, so close to Lademi that she doesn't want to mess anything up. Nicole and Ashley pass. Georgia, Callum, and Paris. Callum is in love with Georgia.
Yes.
Paris lied about still being in love with Callum, which she was just like, what? I'm not in love with him? Which goes to Bull's test. You know, I don't know. But she, it says that she lied about still being in love with him. I think she cares for him. I don't know that she's in love with him. I think she has love for him.
Right.
And Georgia is threatened by Paris, which...
which is understandable.
Sure,
yeah. But she should have just said yes and not no.
Yeah, she should have.
Right, she should have. She should have. I just was... I believe that, you know, there's some words that are used heavily here in the United States.
Like what?
And other words that are used heavily in the UK.
Oh, right? Yeah, for sure.
But I think monogamy is a word used in the UK.
I don't know. That, I mean, do you know that for a fact?
I think. I
feel like they probably use another word. Hey, sorry.
Well, no, Georgia's word is loyal. If you watch her on Love Island, every 5 minutes is, I'm loyal, I'm loyal, I'm loyal. Mm-hmm. Never once does she say, I'm monogamous.
Well, no one really says, I'm monogamous. They say, well, I'm loyal, I've never cheated.
But people still say monogamous.
But I'm saying it's not something that's used...
the fact that they don't know what the word means. She's like, I don't know what monogamous means.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But I felt like... you know what the word means, whether you say it. There's words that I don't use in my vocabulary, but I know what they are.
I mean,
because they're popular words. They're words that stand for something.
It's not a popular word, really.
It's just a
monogamous
word.
It's for, like, professionals. It's a current word. Like, are you monogamous? Like, you know, we keep it, like, real. Are you real? Are you going to cheat on me or what?
I say monogamous.
Loyal? Oh, what? That takes way too much time.
Have you ever been in a monogamous relationship?
No,
you've
never
said
asked that?
No.
Mm-mm. But you know what it is.
I mean, yeah, right now, since we've been talking about it, if someone was like...
like, you just learned it today?
I was today years old.
If someone was like, are you monogamous? I'd be like, what? Like, what are we talking about?
Right. Okay.
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 You know, I just ride for Gallum.
Of course.
Whatever.
Callum?
No, Gallum.
That's the fusion.
It was Gallum.
Was it Gallum?
Yeah, it was Gallum.
That was the...
I thought it was Georgium.
Oh, Georgia.
Gallum's cute too, though.
You just made up another one.
Damn it.
Georgia and Gallum. Georgia and Gallum.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Moving on.
Tyranny, Sam, and Imari.
Ooh, Lord.
This is when it got crazy.
Ooh, it got crazy.
Right. So, according to the lie detector, it said that Tyranny lied about wanting to date Imari. And the question never came up about Sam. Then the house... afterwards brings it up, and well, they kind of talked. The person that brought it up was Nicole, but the house was talking about it prior, because
we were talking about it since Imari came into the house.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Because going back, the segment was she said, you know, he's like, did you do anything with anybody? She's like, oh, there's this guy Sam, and she said, we kissed. They played that back.
Yeah,
she didn't say anything about any going any further.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question came up, and
out of nowhere, like, they were more salty than anyone. The house was so salty, like, oh my god, they're not gonna talk about Tyranny and Sam having sex. How dare they? Like,
well, I was shocked. Why did they ask that question, though?
Why do you even care? Why do they even care?
The same reason that they care to get into everyone else's business. It's not just her. You're going to tell me that this cast has not been in everyone else's...
Everybody. As soon as someone, a new ex comes in the play,
really?
They always, like, interrogate
but
them.
But that wasn't
like
even
that.
In the whole business when Sam did Tierney wrong. They weren't like, oh my God, they was, like, hooking up, blah, blah, blah. Everyone was like, oh, he just deuced out, whatever.
But you're surprised that everyone got, or that question came
why,
up?
I don't know why they cared so much.
Because they're in a house together, and they feel like they know what happened.
But,
and if they feel like she's not being truthful. And I think I think Sam is really liked in the house. And
yes.
when it was Sam was posed the question, he said, yes, it happened. And so what it does is it makes Sam look bad because it's like he's saying, yes, it happened. She's saying no. So then it's like, well, who do you believe?
I mean, who even cares what Sam said? Like, I don't understand why they're like, why Sam was way more liked than Tierney. Like, I just feel like that's just like being like, I don't know.
What?
It just
what?
Doesn't feel right. What? I don't know. It just doesn't feel right.
Like, why do you feel that way towards Tierney and Sam? Like, why is there such a...
I don't even know. I just feel like it's just... Like, they're Sam and Tierney's business. Like, I feel like they should have talked about it, or they should have talked to Armani about it. I feel like the way the house went about it, it was just like, damn, like, we've been all in this together, whatever. And you're, and then Nicole, out of all the people, Nicole, like,
I mean, we've been jumping, not even we, like, but everyone else was jumping down her throat throughout the whole thing. So if I had a chance to sit here and throw it back at you, I'm going to. And this is someone,
for what?
But Tierney is someone who was thirsty for Sam from jump. And then, right, as soon as Imari came in, it was like, thank God, I hope Sam hears all about this.
Exactly.
And then has a chance to tell him, hey, and I hooked up with Sam in your face, haha. But she lies about it. So let's stir the pot. Why not?
But
and you're
I mean,
saying, for what? It's a TV show. We're here to be messy.
And they do this all the time.
It's entertainment.
Like, I mean, when we cover this show before, it happens because everybody's in the house together. And they see what goes on. Like, there's not much privacy.
Right.
I feel like we would have seen them getting it on like that if we would have seen it. Yeah.
Not.
I mean, they have shown people hooking up on X on the
Beach.
Wait,
so you're saying that it never happened?
I'm just saying we don't have the proof that it happened.
Right. Okay.
And it's her word versus his word. And it's just like, so why are we going to believe the dude over Tierney? Like, who even cares, first of all? I don't even know.
We can't sit here and why are we believing him over her, but who cares before anyone can answer?
I don't know. I mean, whatever. You guys can have your opinion and I'm going to have mine. I just think the house was doing the most. Like, you're not going to tell
me. I hope the house does the most. I hope for this every season that they do the most and they do each other dirty.
Yeah, and I think that they were looking at it in a situation where they felt like Tierney was in the wrong.
Yeah.
But bottom line is, it happens all the time.
Right.
Like, all the time. The house goes in on people all the time in the show. That's what brings the drama.
Mm-hmm.
I was just surprised that it wasn't asked during the lie detector.
Right.
Because then that would have solved everything.
Because
but
it really wasn't that relevant. Like, she told her ex that she hooked up with Sam. She didn't say they had sex. She said she was, you know, she hooked up with him. Like, they had a thing.
Right.
So I don't think.
I mean, but withholding truth is still a lie.
Oh God, withholding truth is still a lie.
That's the truth. So, and the fact that I think it's interesting the fact that he believed her.
Yeah.
Because or didn't believe her because she's saying no, and then
Did he ask her? Did you have sex with someone?
He didn't have to because she came out and said what she said from jump.
Exactly.
When they were in the jacuzzi.
Exactly. He said, and the thing is, and he even said his part was, it wouldn't even matter. And that's, I think, what got to me is
it doesn't matter
because she's single. She's not with anybody. So if you did something with someone, then she played it down. Let's say they didn't have sex.
Yeah.
But it was more than kissing because according to her, hooking up and anybody, any relation, it's not just kissing.
Right.
So the fact that she says they hooked up. It just seems like it would have been better to just been honest and tell him what really happened. I hooked up with this guy.
She said they, hooked up. They was kicking it, like...
But when they straight up asked them, did y'all have sex? She said no, and he said yes.
The house asked, like...
But Imari's standing right there waiting for the answer, too.
I don't know, man. I just think it was just, like, why?
Why?
And Imari wanted to know, too, though. Mm-hmm. And he's part of that relationship. That's why.
Oh, he wants to know now, but he could ask her that question. And he could ask Sam the question, too.
He's not going to ask the question. I'm not going to sit there and turn around and ask you something that you already told me.
Right.
Why am I going to question you again?
If he was already told, then...
Then he found out that he was lied to. So now he's waiting for her to tell the truth. You had a second chance to tell the truth, and you still didn't do it. Whack.
I just this scenario has been.
I can't
been,
win.
This. I mean, I'm just saying this. This the scenario has been presented ample time, and I just don't understand why on this particular scenario you just feel like it's irrelevant.
It's not that it's irrelevant, but it's also like this whole time. This whole time they've been there. This whole time.
Who's they?
Tierney's ex came up in the building. They walk on in. They known this whole time that Tierney didn't say anything. Sam and apparently her ex had a conversation, so it could have been said then. She could have told him all the details. But at the end of the day, her ex came in and she told him, yeah, I had a thing going on with Sam. If her ex wanted to know, did you guys have sex? Then she could have told him right then and there, yes. Okay, now fast forward to they're at the table. Oh, they're all salty. What? Why didn't they ask Tierney if she had sex with Sam? Because, A, who even really cares at this point?
Like, well, they all did. Like,
yeah.
They did.
So, yeah, that's but it's just, cares. Like, so to me, it's just, like, mad extras. Like, okay, so now we're all going to talk about this. Now Nicole, who's a notorious cheater, you want to bring this up now, Nicole? Why? You've been quiet this whole time. So now you just mad that, like, that situation, whatever it is, what it is. So, yes. Did Tierney lie? Yes, she did. But it is, like, it's just,
ain't
like,
no
what
but.
Do you want her to say? What
ain't
do you want
no
her to
but.
Say?
Tell the truth. You've I already been called out. Tell the truth.
At this point.
Your man cares.
Does he, though?
Obviously.
I think he does.
Oh, God.
I think he does.
That's why she lied
well,
in the first
he
place.
Asked right. her
if
in
she
the first
felt
place,
like he didn't care, yeah. she
I
wouldn't
feel like
lie
they
to his face.
Had the conversation way earlier if they actually gave
yeah.
a fuck about that.
No, she should have told the truth way earlier.
They should have asked it way earlier. She could have been denying it this whole time. Then I'd have been like, girl, you should just told him from the get-go. But they just now care after this episode? They could have been well, asked the question. If her ex really cared if her and Sam
I
up,
also
they would
think,
have asked the
how do they know that
ago.
He didn't know? Or how do they know to even ask again?
Right, because that was asked off away from the house.
Yeah.
When they had to wear in the jacuzzi.
They was talking about it in the house.
Right, but I don't think anybody really
all
knew
all I'm saying is if
her.
Anyone really gave a fuck, they would have made that... They would have made it happen from the get-go.
And also,
so
what
this
if...
this is coming out of, like, whoa, like,
well,
he's been here
up.
For a minute.
It's coming up because
like,
they
now
take
we're
a lie
talking about
test.
It. Like, now this is extra as hell.
Because it's did a lie detector
I mean,
test.
The show's kind of dry, so I'm glad it came up.
Yeah. I'm so exhausted. I just can't. I don't care.
Okay.
I care because it's the only highlight of the show.
Exactly.
Is it though?
Yes, the show was dry as hell.
We didn't even know they had sex this whole time. This whole time? Us even doing the after show?
We knew.
We never knew they had sex. Who? How?
Because she
did we ever talk about it?
Oh my god.
We
gosh.
Knew they were she always sleeping said, in the bed together.
It was
but
it
no one actually
before.
Claimed that they had sex.
Okay.
It came go up back before. And watch our shows.
It came up
go back
before.
And watch them.
I'm saying in the program, I believe it came up before. About that happening.
Because she said they only kissed. And then right. the camera cuts back to them in bed, fondling right. each exactly. other, like, bitch, you're lying. So what are you talking about right now?
I saw no sis getting up on the dick. I ain't see Sam turn over on her.
They're not going to show all that, though.
Gosh.
This is MTV.
Okay.
We've seen it before in all shows. Right. That's all I'm saying.
I haven't seen it on MTV.
I was like, well, I don't know what show you saw it on.
This ain't Love Island.
Right. Well, regardless, it ends with, you know, he's upset. And they get into it. Nicole and Tierney get into it. And so because of what came up, and I agree, I think Nicole really, she always got the bad on the stick because she's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she did bring it up. She was the one, because no one else brought it up but her. They were all talking about it, but she brought it up because she wanted to throw dirt on her name. I do agree with that. Regardless, it came up, and so it created more of an issue because we see him supposedly leaving. We don't know if he actually left. Looks like he stayed because in the next episode he's there. So, but he did pack his bags and kind of walked
extra.
Up to the car. He was in his feelings or what have you. So there it is.
I'm done with Essence.
There it is.
Essence said maybe she's just not a writer. I'm
exactly.
So done with you.
Exactly.
Or maybe he just ain't got the strong pipe. Okay.
Whatever.
Maybe she just, you know.
They
what?
Had sex, period.
What?
Okay. Well,
they said Nino is needed for this heated debate. Nino, where you at?
Nino. Shout out to Nino. All right. So is there any news and gossip?
No.
Okay.
No. I told you dry.
Okay.
Tierney got piped down. That's
okay.
the news and gossip.
No,
oh,
honey.
Gossip.
No, she did not get piped down.
Yes, she did.
Piped down. She would have been like, yes, I did. I totally have.
Instead, she's saying Sam should have told me we
down,
had sex.
She didn't get piped down.
So it's a walk of shame.
Oh, okay. Well, it's...
And he piped down is a whole other situation.
It's special segment time.
I'm ready.
I'm so...
All right. So I have altered this a little bit, and this is dealing with lying and people who lie. Everyone who lies. I understand that lying happens, and you do it for a reason, and it's a temporary fix. But number one, if you were single when something happened and not in a relationship, or if you were honest from the jump, you basically didn't have to do anything because you're single. There's an old folktale called The Boy Who Cried Wolf, in which a little shepherd boy would cry that a wolf was coming to eat his sheep. But when the townspeople would come to help him, there wasn't a wolf there.
I can't.
Then when a wolf came for real, they didn't believe him and the sheep scattered. It's a lot like that story. The last line said, no one believes a liar even when they're telling a truth. That's a message. Ding, ding. The truth may sting for a little bit, but lies go on forever because you have to say more lies to cover up the previous lies. The bottom line is, when there's a quote or when there's a lie, a lot of times telling the truth would have been better in the first place. And that's basically all I got to say.
Okay.
Booyah.
So everyone, that is just an announcement. Everyone, just tell everyone, like, who you had sex with and stuff. Like, everyone just talk about it.
Everyone just
Why
talk
don't
about
you
it?
Just talk about it? You lying!
What's wrong with you today?
I'm just know. Kidding.
I don't know. I'm just trying to make sense of everything. And
everyone's asking, who are you dragging, Lo?
Yeah. I'm dragging everyone that lies in the house. There was a lot of liars in that house.
Oh, okay.
There was a lot of liars in that house.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about Ryan and Mag. Yeah. That didn't even pop in my head.
Yeah, there was a lot of liars. I forgot about them all.
Mag, the whole scammer.
Yeah.
Like, I can't.
Yeah, there's a lot of lies. And it's not just this season. It happens every single season because they do it every single season and they get caught in these lies and they're like, what?
And they get caught up.
What are you talking about?
And I think that's my whole thing is like, they get caught up because we've seen it on TV. So I think this whole time it's like they haven't really highlighted. They always highlighted Tierney being thirsty for Sam and Sam not caring about Tierney, making it like, oh, we ain't do nothing but just sleep, hold it down. You know, so it's like this is coming out of nowhere because this whole time we thought their relationship was pretty casual because it always looked like Sam gave no fucks about Tierney. And I mean, at least that's what the editing was. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So maybe if they showed the relationship a little bit differently, maybe it could have been like, yeah, you know, Tierney, like y'all know it went down that way. And so, you know what I mean? I just think us as viewers, like I'm seeing it differently. Like, it's kind of coming out of nowhere for, like...
But you also know that, as viewers, we get a heavily edited version of what really goes down.
Right.
And so, that's why I feel like, in the Tierney situation, I think the house was so... They were like, we know it went down. Because it could have been discussed. Sam could have said something. Tierney could have said something to people, or what have you, to maybe somebody. But that we didn't see that.
Yeah.
But the bottom line, the house was like, yo... Because they were all talking about it.
I mean, I just want to know why they was all talking about it, though. Like, why it was so, like, serious.
I think it was just, well, again, it's drama, right? And you all, everybody's in their business. They're seeing this on the screen.
Well, thank you, everyone. I'm just over here speaking.
Yeah.
And, you know, I appreciate all y'all saying I'm speaking the truth.
Speaking the truth.
All right.
Okay. She always does that. Whenever she has a point, she finds one message that's just like, oh, yes, Sensei, like, you go, girl. You go, girl. Anyway.
I see y'all.
Okay. Anyway, it's time for predictions. That's what we're going to do right now.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
You have the best accent.
I was going to do it, but then I, like, stopped because you guys
were
saying
Why? No.
All right. I think that Callum is going to have a beautiful engagement with Georgia. Oh, a baby.
They're going to have a baby.
A really cute baby. Oh, yes, with the teeth.
Oh, yeah, it's going to come out grinly. Like,
yo, what if his baby actually came out with a full set of teeth?
That'd be
like,
so cool.
That'd be scary as fuck.
That'd be tight.
But, no, I think the engagement's going to be really cool. Yeah. That's all I'm looking forward to. I don't see any fights.
I'm here for it.
Will there be any fights? I don't think so. I think it's vanilla.
I don't think so.
The season's been really...
Who do you think is going to leave not together?
Like, I don't think anyone's leaving
together.
Who's together now?
There isn't a lot of couples.
I'm trying to think.
Who is together?
Do you think Niall and Allie are going to leave together?
I think so.
They'll leave together, but they're not together today.
I don't know if they're going to leave together.
I think they are. I think based on especially this last episode and what happened in the lie thing, the lie detector, I think they both show that they have strong feelings for one another. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not really a lot of, I think Nicole and her girl are not going to be together at all.
Yeah.
I think that's toxic all day. So I think that they're going to not leave together at all, Nicole and Ashley. So.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think they're going to leave together either. Absolutely not. Because if they do, then they're, I mean.
I don't think any of these couples are together anyways, except for Callum and Georgia.
Facts.
Like, for all of them.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even Ryan and Magdalena is, like, married as they seemed. Like, he said that he, you know, didn't want to be with her. She was like.
No, he said he was not in love with her.
She was so offended.
Yeah, she was mad offended. Because
you are not in love with me?
Yeah,
how can you not be in love with this?
She was upset. Okay. She was mad upset. And he was like, oh, but it can grow. I'm like,
but I feel like a lot of this cast is probably not even friends, though. I don't know.
You mean they're like, they don't associate with each other?
I don't think they
fuck
with each other like that. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
I don't know. Well, I think that some things are going to happen next episode, and then the season's going to be over. And that's it.
That's a great prediction.
Just saying.
I'm going to do that next time.
Yes. What's up, everybody? You know what it is. Your boy Lim Gonzalez here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, everyone in the live chat. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Keep that conversation going. Let us know what you think about this episode and everything that transpired. We appreciate the feedback. Again, I'm Lim Gonzalez, a.k.a. Uncle Lim, and you can find me everywhere at Uncle Lim. Sensei, where you at?
Y'all already know me.
Wow.
You know, I'm just tilted upside down tonight.
Retrograde.
Yeah, I definitely feel I'm upside down right now. But you guys already know where to follow me. I Sensei don't play. Okay?
And hello. You guys can check me out everywhere at Melody_Rose.
Boom. That's it. We will see you next week for the finale. And that's it. Boom.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.